For New Yorkers considering their options after death, like whether to be buried in the family plot or cremated and have their ashes spread around a special place, a new avenue is being proposed by Assemblymember Amy Paulin, who's advancing legislation that would essentially enable us to basically become compost material. The Westchester County Democrat joins us now to discuss her legislation. So, Assemblymember, let's get right into it. What is authorized by your legislation?
Essentially, what's authorized is another mechanism for disposing human remains after someone dies. So, in the law currently, you can bury someone, you can cremate someone, and this adds this additional option.
Can you walk me through what this option would be like if, you know, this becomes the law and someone chooses to go this path?
So, just like you can now, you know, if a loved one dies and you want to, or you really must, deal with the human remains, you can opt to, instead of burying someone underground, in a sense, you're burying them above ground, right? It's when I thought about it originally, I thought about it as those, Romeo and Juliet-like tombs, where you walk in and you see the body and it's covered. What I didn't know, is that when someone dies and they're left like that, without the same chemicals that are put on them when you're put underground, essentially the body disintegrates and becomes almost like human soil. And, and that would be now an option for someone. It's actually, it's better for the environment. It's better for, if you have any kind of environmental desires, through your lifetime, you're essentially opting for something that's so much better for not only your own family in terms of the environment, but it's the world. You're not creating any pollutants. You're not, you don't have any, you're not causing the land to be used for essentially remains underground. It's a beautiful option.
If someone decided this was the right choice for them, and is this as simple as me just, leaving my body out on the lawn, or are
no,
there going to be specific places that would handle this?
It's just like now, we license, cemeteries to be able to, or we legalize the fact that cemeteries can, cremate bodies, and yet if they didn't have the proper facility, they couldn't, right? So not there. There's only a few places you can cremate. There's only a few places, cemeteries that you can bury. This is the same. The cemeteries that choose to have this option available would do it. Maybe not all of them would, maybe half, maybe all, maybe some, maybe three. But it's really the same.
For, I guess, the post-composting process, when a person's body has gone through all of this, what would then happen with the remains? Would that be going somewhere? And how would they decide what to do with it? Would it have
to
be
your option? Mm-hmm. We don't give as many possibilities as cremation. With cremation, you can take the ashes and you can essentially go in a helicopter and spread them across the Atlantic Ocean. You do not have that option here. Firstly, it's a little too bulky. It doesn't come down to just, an urn. It's actually more like a wheelbarrow, worth of remains. So, if somebody wanted to take that and spread it across their own land, use it as fertilizer, they could do that. They could leave it and bury it, in the cemetery if they wanted to. So they would be essentially doing the same thing as you do now, except that the body would be disintegrating in a much more natural way. But you could bury it. But those are really the options. You can't just, take it all and, sprinkle a little here and sprinkle a little there. And I think the one of the concerns, of any of the religious groups is that that the body would need to stay intact. And that's certainly feasible and possible under this scenario. It doesn't have to be, But that's why, you know, different religions and different people have lots of choices. But you don't have to do that with cremation, and certainly the Catholic Church has supported that option as well.
Have you heard from any cemeteries or other potential organizations that want to get into the business of natural organic reduction?
Well, this issue was brought to us by the environmental community, not by the cemeteries. But as soon as the cemeteries represented by their organization learned about it, they were very excited about that option. It only exists in one state.
Yeah, Washington State, I believe, is the one that's rolling this out. What do we know about the process that's going on there? I think they had a facility that's opened up in Seattle last spring. You know, is there any interest in this? Are people taking advantage of it out there?
I think it's just beginning. So it's hard to, you know, I think, you know, we've met with representative from Washington State, so we know there's interest, but it is just beginning.
When you heard about this idea, when the environmentalists brought this to you, were you immediately receptive, or were you a little skeptical, or do you think maybe you were being punked or something?
I guess, you know, at first I thought, ooh, this sounds odd, you know. But then after reading some articles and learning more about it, I soon became a fierce advocate.
Would something like this be an affordable option compared to being interned in the ground, or would this be something that would end up just being limited to, you know, wealthy New Yorkers?
No, it would be, we believe what's happening in Washington is about the same place as burial.
It was reported last year by my Capitol colleague, Joe Mahoney, that the New York State Catholic Conference is opposed to this bill, arguing it's, quote, essential that the body of deceased persons be treated with reverence and respect. Have you talked with Catholic leaders about their concerns since this was first reported a year ago?
No, we really will, though, because, you know, when this bill's been brought up in other places, the Catholic community has been relatively quiet about it, so it's a little surprising, especially knowing how the bodies are actually handled, you know, or lack thereof, right? So because they are almost treated with more deference and respect in this process than any of the others, you know, we're either burning them, right, cremating, or we're putting a lot of chemical junk on them. Here, you know, we're leaving them out in the environment to essentially do what they do underground, you know, which is disintegrate into, into a fine form, right? But we do it in a very respectful way, and in fact, one that I think is more respectful than either of the other two. So I found their memo very surprising, and you know, we do plan on having that conversation because I think we can turn them around from being opposed to it to being in favor, thinking it better represents their view.
But how come, though, there hasn't been that conversation in that last year? Because at the time when, you know, when Joe Mahoney brought this up to you in a story, you know, you said that you were planning on talking to them. I guess, is it possible just the pandemic got in the way since then?
Well, the pandemic to some degree, and also the cemetery organization wanted to talk to them first, and when that didn't occur, you know, I was just waiting for that conversation to happen before I did. So as far as I know, that conversation still hasn't happened, but I know they still plan to. But before too long now, we will.
What sort of regulations or oversight do you envision as being necessary for operators who might want to get into this business? Because I could imagine that this is something that is really ripe for abuse, in the sense that, you know, you've got a body and, you know, people might not know what's going on there. Maybe they're packing a bunch of bodies into something. And obviously this process is very kind of natural, and, you know, you want as much, you know, respect and care for the body, but, you know, you're obviously balancing with different things. But how do you ensure that there's still just good actors in that field?
Well, you know, we're talking about our cemeteries, and there's a lot of oversight. There's a cemetery board. You know, if they didn't perform well in one way, this procedure, they could lose their ability to bury people, to cremate people. I mean, I think there's a lot of accountability in that arena, and so I'm not at all worried. You know, we have an active regulatory body that already oversees the group of entities that would be doing this.
I'm curious, you know, in Westchester County, do you have any issues with, say, finding, you know, places for a burial? I know in more urban communities that can be a difficulty, and this could be a way to, I guess, sort of address that concern. Is this something that, you know, pops up in your neck of the woods?
I think it's a difficulty everywhere. You know, I think that, you know, land is increasingly problematic, you know, especially in the New York region, as you point out. Westchester is no different. So on the long-term basis, you know, this is a very good option because we will be faced, you know, with, you know, as our population grows, which it continues to do, better to use that land to build homes, you know, than to have a permanent cemetery and underground, essentially, a lot of disintegrated bodies. You know, so you know, most of my family is buried in New Jersey. I assume there's still some plots there, but who knows for how long? And you know, we just want to be sure that you know we can treat people humanely, and you know, when they die. And this is, in my view, the nicest, kindest way to do it.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblymember Amy Paulin, a Westchester County Democrat. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time. As always, I really enjoyed myself.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.